So we're on the heels of wrapping up one of the biggest hip hop beefs in the past 20 years with Kendrick Lamar going against Drake. And clearly we know that Kendrick Lamar took the win, but I want to take a moment to really review, this entire battle, the lyrics, and why Drake actually lost. And just also try to give my personal opinion on it. Usually I just report the news on bias, but I'm just gonna pull different ways that's been going on in the media, things that have been happening that made it so clear that Drake completely lost this battle. Now let's just talk lyrically if we're gonna compare both of the tracks in which was released at the end of this battle. I did a review on the previous records that they put out, but we're gonna focus on Not Like Us today, and we're gonna focus on The Heart Part 6 today. So we have two records, all right? One record right now just broke a Spotify record for most downloads. One record right now is a fourth number one for an artist, breaking all kinds of records. And, and that's Kendrick Lamar. And it's a hit West Coast record. It's, it's radio friendly, it's dance friendly. It's a great track, but that's not the reason why Kendrick Lamar won this rap battle. Now, lyrically, when I talk about lyrically, word for word, delivery, the reason why he won his rap battles for me is the diversity and the delivery of his lyrics on each record. He took us through different emotions with each track, and he also switched out with allegations, but he referred to various different things surrounding or allegations surrounding Drake and why he didn't care for Drake. And the thing about Drake with his diss records to Kendrick Lamar, they were very repetitive in accusations and also delivery. His flow seemed to be the same. I think Drake needs to work on his flow in the way that he switched back and forth. Kendrick Lamar was really, really diverse in his delivery on his various tracks, and it just shows not only is he a great lyricist, but he really knows how to diversify his delivery when need be and also express emotion. He took us on a rollercoaster ride where he could take it, we could take him seriously with his delivery on his diss tracks while also laughing comedically at the punchlines that he made at Drake, and that's something that I want to take out. But let's just break down the lyrics, right? Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button and like button. This is the DJ Jericho podcast where I talk about entertainment news and world news. So the first thing I want to talk about in the rap lyrics of Not Like Us, we have to talk about the comparison of which the way that Kendrick Lamar openly called out Drake and said his actual name. I like that. I like directness. I like the fact that he said, Drake, let's talk about it, right? I also enjoy the fact that he basically went bar for bar and switched up his flow, honoring West Coast hip hop. But let's review certain things that he accused Drake of, right? And then we have to talk about the backup story, right, behind these lyrics. So, of course, when we start off with it, he shouts out Mustard, DJ Mustard produced his beat, right? And he started off basically talking about how he would, he was preparing to attack. He had a line where he says, I'll beat you and hide the Bible, And he basically told him, like, look, I'm known for being the boogeyman. I'm that guy, and I'm not playing, right? But he took it to another level, right? And he switched off. And he just got straight to the point and went down his entire camp in OVO, basically asking him, or saying that he heard that one person had a drug problem, probably, possibly, allegedly. He also came out and said one of his associates that he's paying on have on payroll had a strange case where he was allegedly abusing a woman, pimping a woman, and it's well documented. Now the thing is, in the higher part six, Drake took the time to deny the series of allegations that was presented by Kendrick Lamar, right? But the reason why he lost, right, is the fact that Kendrick Lamar made statements that is now being backed up with documentation through the media, right? So he basically accused Drake of allegedly having relations with Lil Wayne's ex-girlfriend. And there's literally a video of Lil Wayne admitting to that allegedly happening, right? And of course, we know Lil Wayne is the person that had launched Drake's career. So that checks off of the list. Then you have all of the allegations of Drake liking younger girls. Now, I'm not saying that it's true, but there has been videos that are very questionable with Drake in younger women. In particular, there was a video of him with a 17-year-old. I think this was back in 2010 when he was just getting his career launched, and he was in his early 20s at this point. And this young woman was on stage and he asked her how old she was, and she said she was underage. She was 17 at the time. Now, this technically is a legal age in the area where he was at, I believe. From my research, they said she technically was legal, but the thing is, it's still, people would still view it as creepy, right? Because most people don't see you as legal at federal age to be legally dealing with a woman or young lady is 18 years old, and this woman wasn't 18. So people are taking that. Now, in the video, you see Drake touching the woman or the young lady, right? The young lady, I'll say young lady. And then he asked her how old she is, and she said she was 17. And instead of him saying, oh, you know, get her off the stage or this is a little inappropriate, he started to give her compliments that kind of sexualized her. Said, oh, you 17 looking like that and all these other things. And it's just like, aren't you like 23, 24? Like, this is weird. Then another reason why he's talking about this is also, I'm pretty sure you guys seen the video of, I believe she's an actress. I don't really follow her, but it's a young lady. She was 14 years old at the time. Millie Bobby Brown. She was basically talking about how she was friends with Drake and that he basically reached out after seeing her at one of his, I believe, concerts backstage, and they linked up and he was taking her out allegedly, and they were texting each other, and they asked her, what do they text? And he was like, oh, he teaches me about boys and, you know, this and that. And she said certain things I don't want to talk about while she was doing an interview, which is very odd because at this time, Drake was at least 31, 32, and this girl was 17 years younger than him, and she was a teen. And like 14 years old, 15 years old, allegedly. So this is the stuff that he highlighted in the lyrics of Not Like Us. It's like, you know, he called him a PDF file. This is my edited way because, of course, I can't say it on YouTube. But you guys know exactly what that means. Pedo rumors. And this is kind of making people look at Drake questionable. So this is one of the biggest reasons why he lost, is that people have what they will say as receipts throughout the internet of this artist having questionable behaviors and it being documented along with people in his camp having, you know, questionable behaviors in regards to how they treat women, and it's well documented. Now, the part that gets me the most, right, is that with Drake responds, the Heart Part 6, it's not just the fact that he is defending himself, but it's the fact that he mentioned Millie Bobby Brown, even though Kendrick Lamar never actually mentioned Millie Bobby Brown in regards to him allegedly dating younger women. So that made the fans, and I'm saying this as a fan perspective, look sideways and be like, how do you know? Why are you mentioning someone directly when this was highlighted by Kendrick indirectly? It wasn't specific. He didn't specify, oh, I know for a fact you've been taking this girl, Millie, to this place or that place, allegedly. You know, he didn't highlight that. He just basically said that they seem to like young women, right? So you got Drake coming on here in the Heart Part 6 saying, oh, I don't deal with Millie Bobby Browns, while also once again mentioning Kendrick Lamar's wife or fiance, the mother of his children, again. Now, this is repetitive because his previous record, Family Matters, was basically about Kendrick Lamar's relationship with his fiance, Whitney, right? And basically making allegations that Kendrick Lamar put hands on her. But the thing is, we haven't seen any type of proof that Kendrick Lamar allegedly did that. Now, if you Google Drake and look on social media, there's plenty of videos of him with younger people that could be, you know, people could view as questionable. I'm not saying that he he's what he said he was. I'm just saying this is what's going on in these YouTube streets as to why the audience has leaned towards Kendrick Lamar winning this situation in this battle. And of course, with his team, you know, you could look online and find the things that he's talking about, saying, particularly with the person that got arrested, and this guy went to jail for allegedly pimping and just some crazy stuff, just inappropriate stuff. So that's one of the main reasons. Along with that, the biggest thing to me is Drake misinterpreted Kendrick Lamar's lyrics on Mother I Sober. He came out and basically said to him, I know why, and I'm just going to say verbatim, it's not going to be lyric for lyric, but he pretty much said, I know why you trying to say that I'm a predator, because you was touched as a child. And he highlighted that he admitted to being touched as a child in Mother I Sober. And it lets you know, and it, this is very questionable and strange to me, because it's like, you are going into a rap war with one of the greatest MCs of our generation. We can sit here and call Drake the greatest, but we have to remember that Drake is more so a pop artist, and he did crossover. Kendrick Lamar is an actual battle rapper. He's a rapper. He is everything that you could think of, an MC. Like, if Drake really took the time and did his research, it took me, I don't know how long this song Mother I Sober is. I didn't even read the lyrics. I listened to the song because I was trying to see what he was referring to. And I quickly understood that what he was saying is that his cousin, his family member, was basically concerned on whether his cousin was having or touching him. And he clearly said that, no, he hasn't done anything to me. He clearly highlighted that pretty much the song is about his mother being allegedly abused as a child and her being concerned about him also becoming abused as well, or becoming a victim. She put those fears onto Kendrick. But Drake, I don't know who was in his camp. Like, did he listen to the song? Or, and it makes you wonder if he actually have ghostwriters, because people said allegedly, of course, this is nothing new in the industry. They've been saying that Drake has had a ghostwriter since the beginning of his career, pretty much. And you have people that have come out, rappers and stuff, that claim that they've worked for him or made certain records for him, even diss records for him. But it's just like the fact that even if you had a ghostwriter in this battle, the fact that you didn't even sit back and actually read the lyrics. Genius has the lyrics to every song ever made. You couldn't go on Genius and really try to read the lyrics and listen to interpret it, because you're so arrogant. I view it as arrogant, because for you to sit here and come out your mouth and say, oh, you're saying these things about me because your mind is twisted, because you was such a child and you said it on my Mother I Sober, when that wasn't even the case. That right there is what really solidified this W. Another thing is that you're saying that he called himself a clown, all right? If we go down a couple of the lines, all right, he says, the ones you're getting your stories from, they are clowns. So he's basically saying that Kendrick Lamar allegedly was seeking information, trying to put money up to get information on him, and that it was false information. This is what he says after this line. So the first line he came out was and saying was, the ones you're getting your stories from, they are clowns. But then if you go further down, he pretty much says that they plotted for a week and fed him information about him having an 11-year-old child. But one can interpret that statement as is like, are you saying that you also gave him the false information about you having alleged relations with children? Why would you or your camp present that as information, fake information to him, so he can read you down? Because who the heck wants that attached to them? And then it's like, I'm sitting there listening to it. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, the ones he getting the information from, they are clowns. We plotted for a week, and then we fed you the information. I started looking around like, what in the hell? Wait a minute. Did Drake just call himself a clown? Did he just call himself a clown? And that's really what nailed it in the coffin for me. Really, it just was like, okay. At this point, he's just talking. At this point, his feelings are hurt. And let's just talk about his delivery. You're in a rap battle. This man just called you a PDF file. And you guys know what I'm talking about. This man just basically said people in your camp are cokeheads, allegedly. I'm messing up on YouTube. This man basically said that y'all are out here doing stuff that y'all not supposed to be doing, that could be viewed as creepy, freaky, and just wrong. And you respond back sounding emotional, sounding defeated. And then you say you giving out misinformation while presenting. Wait, he said he asked him. He said, there's no receipts of the stuff that you're talking about. When there's plenty of receipts on the internet of these things and these allegations that's being spoken about in his music and in his lyrics. And it's like Drake, man. Like, it's just like, you know, and then you're sounding emotional. You're sounding defeated. And this is supposed to be a rap battle. Now, if he would have took the time and, you know, lyrically said, yo, you're trying to say my team, we do this and that. That's not the type of time I'm on, but let's get back to you. And then he starts to fire off more things that we haven't heard before, right? With a different delivery, a little something more hardcore, you know? Then he might have had a chance to win this fight. People says, and the people out there saying, they're saying, oh, well, usually the person who delivered last is the person that win the battle, right? He delivered his rhymes last and he still lost the battle. And now you got your fans looking at you sideways because, listen, in a court of public opinion, when someone accuses you of certain things that's being said, it can really hurt your image if you don't respond the right way. His response to these allegations is basically saying, I'm too rich, you know, to be dealing with younger people. I'm too famous for stuff like that, for the things that you suggested. If I was dealing with younger individuals, you know, I would be arrested by now. Like, how many people have we known, just in the world in general, that has had allegations against them where they didn't serve basically any jail time? You know, there's so many people that's out there who've been touched the wrong way by people, and they're the alleged culprit or their alleged abusers are still walking free, and they are not even 1% or carrying 1% of the wealth that Drake has. So it's just weird. It's just weird. It's weird. And I don't know if he, you know, of course, I think when he, I think he lacks critical thinking. I think he lacks being able to interpret certain things, like the way that he interprets it. And sometimes it could be a thing where you just lack the ability to interpret certain statements when you read them, you know? I don't want to say he lacks the intelligence, but I you know, you could say that. Or it could be just pure laziness of not actually reading what was written or listening to what was being said, because you are responding to Not Like Us while trying to, you know, call out Kendrick for making Mother Eye Sober and trying to say that's the reason why he's attacking you, because you thought he was saying that he was abused when it wasn't the case. That's embarrassing. That is very, very embarrassing. Then, like I said, back to the Millie Bobby Brown thing. I just don't understand why he would mention that if you don't want people thinking that case. Now you got people looking it up online. It just hurt. To me, he hurt his entire image with that, because people might have not even known about this young lady that he might have, you know, allegedly. Now you got people searching, like, hold on. And now everybody's looking at you sideways, like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Now, one of the alleged, you know, the young lady that was on the video with him when she was 17, she came out on social media. She responded basically saying that, you know, nothing happened between her and Drake and that it was pretty much just a fun time. And it was innocent, but people on social media was like, it just shouldn't have happened in the first place. She basically said that she was out there with her father and that, you know, it was just, his team decided to go out and pick her in the audience. Drake didn't pick her. She landed up on stage, and that was that. But nothing actually happened between them besides what everyone's seen in the video. Nothing happened behind the scenes that we should know about. So I'm going to read this statement and what she wrote. She said, regarding the video that's going around, I was 17 back then. I'm now 31. This was a concert that my dad took me to back in high school. Drake's entourage actually picked me out from the crowd, not Drake himself. By the way, performers always bring up fans on stage. It's part of their show. It was nothing then, still nothing now. Now that I have cleared up these false narratives, I'm going back to study for my law school exams. Wish me luck. And she also left a comment in WAC 100's comment section. It said, I was 17 then, I'm 31 now. This is purely for his stage act. It was nothing then, it's nothing now. Y'all can stop resurfacing this video, which is great. It's great that she came out and spoke about it, but it's still a thing where his image was hurt. And I'm really trying to focus on why he lost this battle. It's like, in the court of public opinion, you still look guilty because you were seen on video saying the stuff that you said to a 17-year-old. But also with this young lady, Millie Bobby Brown, she's legal. I think she's like 20 years old. She was 14 years old in the media talking about this stuff. So it's just a lot of stuff that has hurt Drake's image overall. Even if it's not true, it just hurt his image overall. And I don't think anyone's going to look at him the same in which they did before. Now, and this is a long video. I usually don't do long videos. For the most part, I don't. Because it takes a lot of time, but I wanted to really just interpret the lyrics between both records and just discuss the things that has happened. Another reason why Drake is losing is ever since this battle has ended, he has been being dragged all over social media. Fans are making fun of him. We got somebody that's literally trying to allegedly extort Drake right now, and I'm going to do a video about that too. Putting out screenshots from back in January 2023, making allegations allegedly that Drake got a couple of employees fired from the Mark Hotel, and they're standing on a balcony. I might as well just say it. They're standing on a balcony with all of the items that were in Kendrick Lamar's song art for another one of his diss tracks that he had put out. I believe it was Meet the Grahams. This is the cover for it. And now everyone is just trying to figure out, who is this? Who is the mole? Like, how did they get all this? And really, what's next? And on top of that, Drake had like 4 incidences this past week, where one incident happened on Tuesday in the morning, like 2 a.m. His bodyguard was shot in the chest. And he almost died, and he had to be rushed to emergency surgery. Then there was 3 intruders. So another person tried to break in, and then another person tried to break in, and then another person tried to break in. But this time they actually have a photo of the individual that tried to break into Drake's house. So he has a lot going on. And finally, of course, Top Dog came out and he made a statement that said that the rap battle was over and that he was moving on. But Drake has so many different enemies out there that it's like, how can you win if you're basically at war with everybody in the hip hop community? From what I'm hearing, allegedly, at this point, Drake is losing money. Even though they ended the battle, he's allegedly losing money. I watched this live stream. Shout out to Urban Legends. I watched his videos. And they were claiming that in the Bay, he had a performance, or in Oakland, he had a concert schedule, and they basically gave him all his money back. So he's losing, you know, money from this. He can't perform in certain areas because it's not safe. And now, allegedly, the news is reporting that Drake put his house that was in Los Angeles in California, you know, part of the good parts of California, he put it up on a market for $88 million after he took it off the market. This week, he decides he wants to officially sell it. So people are questioning, like, did they just run him out of LA? It's just looking bad for his entire image. And now it's like, particularly in America, I know that Drake is an international pop star, so I'm pretty sure overseas and stuff like that, he's still going to make his money. He's still going to be safe. He has, you know, the protection that he needs. But his image and everything else has been, you know, really messed up about this. And I did a video about allegations that allegedly Universal Music Group had requested to have Kendrick Lamar stop, you know, sending diss records towards Drake because they were concerned about it hurting his career and also messing up their money because they have allegedly a $400 million 360 deal with him. And it's a lot of money that could be lost with so many different business partners and stuff involved. But you guys can check out that video. I'll link that for you guys to check out. And that goes into some more details. But I just feel like Drake lost. He lost. Plain and simple. And, you know, after this, I don't know what's going to be next. You know, I seen that Drake put up a post saying that he had a new song for the summer that he's going to put out. I know that people are going to basically forget about this because a week has passed and we live in a ADHD society that we move on from things fast. I think that this proves that Kendrick Lamar is a superior MC. And you know the thing I hated the most, and this is something that I did discuss about comparing truth and false in rhymes, because Drake basically was trying to say that Kendrick Lamar, and many people say Kendrick Lamar lost because he was lying on Drake, allegedly. But there's a lot of receipts and stuff out there to corroborate, you know, the allegations, per se. But with Kendrick Lamar, we have never seen or heard any type of reports of him putting hands on his fiance. And this is something that Drake tried to accuse throughout every song that he put out. And also questioning the paternity of his kids. That wasn't right. Because that's really nobody's business. If Kendrick Lamar claims his kids as his, those are his kids. Like, don't disrespect somebody like that. That's just, but I guess everybody was taking low blows, right? Right, Kendrick Lamar talked to his entire family, went down his whole family lineage, talked to his son, talked to his mama, daddy, an unknown kid that Drake is denying, and everybody in between. So I guess all bets was off after that. But like I said before, in my opinion, based on the fact that Drake lacked interpretation and critical thinking skills to actually review lyrics and understand what's being said as one of the biggest rappers in the globe at this point, he lost this battle, period. And also, I feel like he bit off more than he could chew. If you could do research on Kendrick Lamar, you know that he is the total West Coast rapper. He's an ultimate MC, and he's not just on the wax writing and putting out good music. He is known to do freestyle battles. He used to do stuff like that. And I don't think Drake did the research on him. I think he jumped in there. He jumped into this race like he was going after Meek Mills, but he forgot. This is somebody who was dubbed the top MC in the world by the greatest hip-hop producers and rappers on the West Coast. And he stepped into the ring thinking he was battling against your average MC. And Kendrick Lamar is far from average. You know, he's a supreme, superior MC to me, you know. And this made me more of a fan of Kendrick Lamar. Like, I listened to his music, but now it's like, oh, man, let me go through his entire catalog because, I mean, it just showed the diversity. People was complaining about Kendrick saying, oh, he can't put out any radio-friendly music or club bangers. All of Drake's records that he put out, his diss tracks, you could play, you could dance to. But he proved the audience wrong. He proved them wrong by putting out Not Like Us. And this is clearly the song of the summer. It really is. Drake could put out whatever song that he wants to make it as a song of the summer. But Not Like Us is the song of the summer. It's unfortunate that we probably won't get a music video because they waved the white flag. And they're no longer doing it, allegedly. But, you know, that's just my final review of this whole drama between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. I think I'm going to get this topic a rest now. I just wanted to share my final thoughts on both of the records and actually review the lyrics and why, you know, I felt like Drake lost overall. And I'm going to get some more content done for this channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. This is the DJ Jericho podcast where I talk about entertainment news and world news. All right. But like I said, I don't know. You know, Drake is such a big pop star that, you know, of course he's still going to have his fan base. But I feel like the era where everyone loved Drake, everybody loved Drake, kind of like everybody loved Michael Jackson, I think that era has been, like, you know, swiped away with Kendrick Lamar in this battle. But you share your thoughts about it. Make sure you guys hit the sub button. Hit the like button. I'll catch you guys on the next one. And just one more thing to all the mothers out there, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. anybody that's out there, you know, play the role of mother, you know, like aunties, stuff like that. You're taking care of kids. It's not yours. You know, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all other mothers that's out there. Y'all have a good one. Much love. Peace.